Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
My name is Grace, GRobs underscore Boston on Twitter. I'm here with my dear, dear friend.
Lauren, Boss Bruins HC on Twitter.
Perfect. This is all goals, no misses. Most of you have probably been here for a while, so you know us. You know the lore. You know all the bits and inside jokes. But now we have joined a new network, and I'm sure that we have listeners who have never listened to us before. Maybe you listened to the last couple episodes to get an idea of what we were like. We are insane. So that's sort of our thing. But for more background, just to give you an idea of who we are, I'm Grace. I'm originally from Maine. I went to the University of Michigan for undergrad. And now I attend law school in North Carolina, but I also lived in Florida and worked in Florida for a time. Wait, did I say where I go to law school? No, I don't think so. I go to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I've never played hockey. I think I'd be bad at hockey.
We should try that one day.
No, I don't think we need to. Lore, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay. Let's see. The most interesting parts about me, besides the obvious, I am a optometry student currently, so I'm trying to become an eye doctor. I went to undergrad at the University of New Hampshire. I played club hockey there. I'm a goalie. I majored in biology, minored in... Oh, people are outside.
What was that?
I have no idea. Minored in forensics and justice studies.
I thought you were going to say you minored in friends. And I was like, oh, that's
No. I don't have those.
Hey, what the fuck? Fuck me then, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
So for a little bit more background, Lauren and I, typically, we drop these episodes on Monday, but we wanted to get an episode out. That's the surprise, by the way. I tweeted, alluded to it in our most recent tweet. I said, hope you're ready for a surprise. The surprise is that we're entering your podcast feed on a Saturday right before playoffs. Another thing you should know that while we are – really hope that wasn't okay? Just a fire alarm going off. I'm in my law school right now. I don't usually record here, but I came up here earlier today, and now I haven't left. both of us are Boston Bruins fans. We were born and raised Boston Bruins fans. We're both from New England, so that's sort of where that comes from. But we provide unbiased commentary. I had to burp. We provide unbiased commentary about the entire NHL and some PWHL. But this is a very special episode in which we will be talking about the playoffs. I do have a surprise for Lauren, though. There was a reason I was late.
And I ended up being the one that was late.
And then you were late, and that was annoying as fuck. I'm just kidding. But, Lauren, I want to show you something, and I want you to tell me if it looks familiar to you.
Hold on. Oh, no.
So those of you who cannot see, what Joe Bourne is that I spent, it took me a while to find what episode it was, but for those of you who have been here from since the beginning, about a month before the season started, in one of our early episodes, it had to be in the first 10 or 15. We've been doing this for about almost a year now. That's crazy. But we made our way too early playoff predictions when the season was still a month away. And let me tell you, they are bad. They suck. These are awful. I will give myself a pat on the back. I did very well in the... No, never mind. I did okay in the West. Across the board, though, these are some terrible picks. So you all are going to now listen to this and think that we're stupid and don't know hockey. But please, you have to understand, and I'm sure you all can get it, there was no way to predict what ended up happening.
I blame the New Jersey Devils.
Oh, that's people are going to love that one. So I'll start and just tell you all, and we can compare that to reality, and then we'll talk a little bit about the matchups. So prior, again, this is before the season had even started. It wasn't even preseason yet. In the West, in the Pacific, Lauren, in the first round, had Vegas as the number one seed in the Pacific, and they had them playing the Jets as the second wild card. All right? If somebody walks in here, I'm going to get... Oh, my God!
What?
There was a bird flying into the window trying to get in.
You scared the shit out of me.
Well, I thought it was inside. Anyway. Sorry. Sorry, guys. This is just a normal day in the all goals, no misses.
Unfortunately. Fortunately for you.
So, Lore had the Vegas Golden Knights as the number one in the Pacific, playing the Winnipeg Jets as the second wild card.
Who would have thought?
So, to be fair, she did get both of those teams. Both of those teams are in.
A big accomplishment for me.
But, so, really, truly wrong, because Vegas was not number one in the Pacific. In fact, they did not make it into the top three of the Pacific, and they are the second wild card. So for that reason, they'll actually be playing the Dallas Stars. I, on the other hand, I had the Vegas Golden Knights as the number one in the Pacific, and I had them playing as the second wild card, the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah! Who no longer exist, by the way.
No longer exist. So clearly I could not have predicted that.
That is not a laughing matter. It's just ironic.
It is, and we'll talk about it. But I was mostly pissed that everybody was saying they were going to suck. And in the end, they sucked. But you all remember at the beginning of the season, they didn't suck this bad.
No, they were very surprising at the beginning of the season.
Correct. That said, so that was wrong entirely. And then the... We both had the same two other teams from the Pacific that made it playing each other in the same order. We had a second in the Pacific. We had the Edmonton Oilers playing the third in the Pacific, the Seattle Kraken. Oh! Wrong.
I'm surprised. I thought that I, when I was thinking back to this, because I thought I was going to do this too, and then but I honestly thought that I didn't put the Oilers in the playoffs. I'm proud of myself that I did. But I'm pretty sure I have them losing next round.
Well, Lauren, you have them losing to the Seattle Kraken, who are not in the playoffs.
Their biggest enemy is themselves.
We know what that's like in Boston. But yeah, so Lauren and I both had Edmonton and Seattle. I actually did have Edmonton coming out. Although I will say, listening back to this episode, I did verbal aloud consider heavily putting the Kings in the third spot in the Pacific, which is actually where they are. Funnily enough, neither of us put the Canucks in, who actually won the Pacific. And in fact, if I'm looking, we didn't put the Canucks in at all, not even as the other wild card.
Yeah, well,
so that's embarrassing.
I don't believe in Thatcher Demko.
We'll just wait till you hear your the rest of your West.
No, I
Lauren, so you do have the Avs winning the Central,
mm-hmm.
which it didn't happen.
I thought this was going to be a good surprise.
No, it's not a good surprise. So you had, do you want to take a quick guess who you have as the upper wild, the wild card one in the West playing against the Colorado Avalanche in the first round? You will never guess it. You will never guess it in a million years.
Who is it?
The Calgary Flames.
I had too much hope.
That was fucking crazy. That's fucking terrible.
Oh, fuck.
And in the podcast, I do say, well, that's fucking weird. And I'm saying it again now. And then Lauren has as the second in the Central and the third in the Central. Who let this woman in the kitchen? Dallas as number two in the Central. So not bad. I mean, Dallas won the Central, but close. Third in the Central, though, you had the Minnesota Wild.
Mm-hmm. I stand by that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They didn't, but I did.
No, they didn't. Okay. Yeah. So that was bad. But I am telling you this. When you get to the Central, I started cooking. Okay. Because this is good what I have here. I have as number one in the Central, the Avs, who granted ended up being third, but I have them playing the Predators as the number one wild card, which they are. And then second in the Central, I have the Stars, and I have them playing the Jets as third in the Central. And in actuality, it went Stars, Jets, Avs. But those are the four teams from the Central that made it, to be fair. So
what can I say? I like an underdog.
I'll just wait till you hear my East. So, Lauren, now that we know the matchups in the West, let's just right now, we'll get into the matchups a little bit more later, but off the bat, who do you think's coming out of the West based on what the matchups are now? Which, again, for everybody who's wondering, it's going to be the Stars playing the Golden Knights, the Jets playing the Avs, and the Canucks playing the Predators, and the Oilers playing the Kings.
So out of all those teams, you want me to who's going to the cup?
Who's going to the Stanley Cup final?
Fuck. I mean, I have two choices. And I'll explain myself because they're playing each other.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know what? No, I don't. I have one that I want to win if the Bruins do not win anything.
Okay.
So I'm going to start by saying I think it would be funny if out of all of the Canadian teams, the Canucks won the Stanley Cup. I think that would be hilarious. I also think it would be really funny if the Predators somehow with, you know, the willpower of Saros himself.
That's who I want to come out of the
and
West.
Yeah, exactly. That's who I want. That's not who I think will. That's who I want. But I also
that is tough because they are playing each other.
but I also think that Dallas has a good shot as well.
Yes, I agree. They've looked good, consistent through the whole season too.
Yeah, and that's what matters at this point.
Right. But the other side of that coin is the Predators who have been hot recently. Mm-hmm. And so does that carry over now into the playoffs? Maybe.
awful.
But okay, so what is your prediction? Who do you think will come out?
I'm going to go I feel like Dallas might have it harder, so I'm going to go with Vancouver.
It's not bad. I get that. Stars do have a tough first round matchup in the Knights. If I were them, I would have been hoping that the Kings would fall to the wild card spot. But, you know, good teams find a way to win. So coming out of the West in our youth, I just realized I switched our names on accident, but in our youth, when we were, you know, starry eyed and young, we had the East is so bad. We had you had Vegas coming out of the West. I had Edmonton though, and I do think Edmonton is going to come out of the West. So that at the very least I stand by. I had an Edmonton Dallas Western Conference Final, and you had a Knights Stars Western Conference Final. So I do agree that I think the Stars are going to go far, as I agree with you now and with ourselves in the past. But I also, you know, you never want to count out the Avs. I would love, just as a big fuck you to Gary Bettman, if the Jets came out. That would be awesome. If the next Canadian team to win a Stanley Cup is the Winnipeg Jets.
That's also a very good point.
I would lose my mind. Honestly, I'm rooting for them. But they haven't. They are less with the consistency thing, so yeah. I'm not as certain. But at any rate,
too much on the goalies.
Really one single goalie who's almost certainly going to win the Vezina Trophy. But let's go to our let's go to our Eastern predictions.
No, let's not.
They're quite bad. Why don't we start in the Metro? That's what we did for some reason when we did it last time. you had, now, to be fair, you had in your first round, you had Toronto playing Florida, Florida being the first wild card, and Toronto winning the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. I had Boston as second in the Atlantic, playing Tampa – or no, sorry. This is what you had. You had Boston and then playing Tampa as the third in the Atlantic. To be fair, those are the four teams that made it out.
Yeah. I'll take a win. A win is a win.
Yeah, so I got to give it to you. Those are the four teams from the Atlantic. However, I will point out that you had another team making it from the Atlantic as the second wild card. Mm-hmm. And that is because you had, as the second wild card, you had the Sabres. Mm-hmm. And you had them playing number one in the Metro, the New Jersey Devils. Lauren, neither of those teams made the playoffs.
I think I was a little crowded by my hopes and dreams for the Buffalo Sabres. And the Devils just are ass. They just didn't look good at all.
Lindy Ruff, bad without
him. Yeah. I mean,
who was in the running to win the Jack Adams Award last year. In fact, Devils fans were pretty pissed that Jim Montgomery of the Boston Bruins won it. Suck on that. He still has a job, and Lindy Ruff does not. Sorry,
Lindy Ruff. And is back in the playoffs. Whatever.
It wasn't. Yeah, and are back in the playoffs. And to be fair, you did have Boston as second in the Atlantic, which is what happened. And quite nearly, it was Boston, Tampa Bay, and Toronto, Florida. Toronto, Florida, but instead, obviously, Tampa Bay and Florida. Instead, Toronto and Tampa Bay switch. Now we got a battle of Florida. Do you want to hear your second in the Metro?
No, but tell me.
So you have a second in the Metro, and this came true. The Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay.
And that was correct. They are second in the Metro. You have as third in the Metro the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I
left out the President's Trophy winner, and I say it to you in the recording. I say, you don't think the Rangers are going to make it?
No, I don't. I still don't. I was on board with the Sidney Crosby will to win.
Weren't we all?
That team on his back. Yeah.
He had us all believing, really.
Well, you know what? I can blame a few a few specific teams for that, but we'll talk about that later.
Now, I really, and then we both have in ours, our second round, we have Boston playing the Leafs. Mine, I'm embarrassed about this. I am. I'm embarrassed about a lot of this. So, not really as much the first one, because this was close-ish to happening. I have Boston winning the Atlantic. I have them playing as the second wild card, the Detroit Red Wings. That wasn't terribly far from reality. Okay? Yeah, the Red Wings were in the playoff race until the very end, and that sucks because they were looking pretty good earlier in the season. I have Toronto as second in the Atlantic. I think I was still fresh off of – the wound was still fresh after the Panthers thing, so I didn't have the Cats in my playoffs at all, but obviously they've won the Atlantic now. But playing Toronto as third in the Atlantic, Lauren, do you remember what I put?
I don't remember any of this.
Well, I put the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, yeah.
On paper, none of you can tell me that on paper that shouldn't be a good team. You can't tell me. We also just lost to them, so I really don't know.
We always lose to them.
They suck. And they were bad. Arguably, I know the points don't reflect it, but arguably I think they looked the worst of any team in the NHL, which is they just look dysfunctional. Which is really unfortunate because, again, I think
worse than the Sharks?
At times, especially after the Sharks lost Duclair. But I will say, I will say about this, I have a lot of thoughts about the Senators, and we're not going to spend really any time talking about them because they're not in the playoff picture. They're not even close to the playoff picture. But I will say, I think that there are several players on that team whose talents are being wasted, specifically Brady Tkachuk and Tim Stützle. Because I don't believe that Brady Tkachuk is a bad captain. I actually think he's a very good captain. And you have Claude Giroux. So you have veteran leadership on that team. You have a guy who's been a captain, you know, virtually since he got into the league, has had a lot of doubters. If I'm the Ottawa Senators, and the other person I feel bad for is Claude Giroux because he just wants a cup. But I will say, if I'm the Ottawa Senators, everybody's on the table for me, except for Brady Tkachuk and Tim Stützle. Honestly, and I'll throw Ridley Gregg in there. Those three are my untouchables, but I would be willing to turn over the whole team because there's just something not working.
Team or management?
I mean, they got rid of their coach and too little too late, but I don't know. So we'll see what happens there. But at any rate, rip to the Ottawa Senators. I believed in you. I do have a bet for like $500 with somebody if you don't win the cup next year. So please do, or please hope that kid forgets about it. That one's on me.
Why would you do that?
Hand up. I don't know. I was stupid.
Was?
He was a Canes fan, so I wanted to piss him off. That's another part of my lore for those of you who are listening. I despise the Carolina Hurricanes, and I'm sorry for that. No, I'm not. I have to deal with them every day. They're quote-unquote fans. Whatever. And in the Metro, I had Carolina as my number one seed, playing Pittsburgh as the number one wild card. And then I have the New Jersey Devils as second in the Metro, playing the New York Rangers. And then I make a joke in the recording about – sorry, Islanders, only one team from New York is making it. But now it's funny because the Islanders did make it.
Boom.
So, and the Islanders are playing the Canes. Who, God, I really, oh my God, this pissed me off so bad. It's just classic state fans. Sorry for the interjection. This happens a lot. We just go off on tangents. But I saw this Canes fan on Twitter tweet really pissed at the Island, like some Islanders fan account that's pretty popular, posted, "Why not us?" You know, And they quote tweeted it, really pissed. They're like, that was what NC State, that was our motto all the way to the Final Four in March Madness, in the NCAA tournament. Do you think that you invented Why Not Us, NC State fans? Is that what you think, really? That's the hill you want to die on? Anyway, so I sent that to my friends, and I was like, this NC State fan thinks they invented Why Not Us. And my friend, because, again, I go to Carolina, and my friend responded with, they're delusional. They also think the oldest public university in the country stole their idea for a bell tower. That's us. We are the oldest public, although there's some debate. It's a weird debate. You all can look it up about how us and Georgia fight about which one of us is actually the oldest. But they also think that we stole their idea for a bell tower. Okay. But at any rate, I have, coming out of the East, I had Toronto. You had the New Jersey Devils. But we mm-hmm. both do have Boston playing Toronto in the second round. And funnily enough, we both have Toronto winning.
You want to know why? Because I remember when you were talking about like the whole recency thing with Florida. I made a bracket and I had Boston going all the way last playoffs. And I was like, I can't do it again.
Oh, yeah. I can't
do it again. So, yeah. Like, on my bracket that I make for our bracket challenge, I'm not putting Boston winning. There's no way.
I did not. In fact, I think I have them. We'll look at our brackets in a second. Our now
I haven't made mine, so.
Oh, we can make it on here. Okay. So you have New Jersey coming out of the East playing the Vegas Golden Knights, and you chose mm-hmm. the New Jersey Devils as your Stanley Cup champion. At least my teams in the finals are actually in the playoffs.
It's not my fault that they're not.
You're right. It's not, but good work.
Thank you.
I have Toronto coming out of the East, like I said, playing Edmonton, but I chose Edmonton as my Stanley Cup winner. And I don't remember what I put in my bracket, but I'm close to believing that is still going to be true.
Okay.
Like, the way I see it is I almost see the Oilers season as a parallel to the Bruins season, but flipped. They've had the trials and tribulations, but their pain and suffering was on the front end of the season. And they showed tenacity and showed the ability to overcome that. And now they're at their peak. You know, not quite what they were. Like, they definitely had a peak in the last, you know, like maybe right after the All-Star break when they went on that, like, 16 game winning streak, but I think then the problem then with Boston is that we've had our trials. We did have some tough moments around Christmas time, but we're really hitting some tough moments here at the end of the season. We're losing teams we should beat, and obviously at the end of the season you just say just stay healthy, but it's not, I don't love it. All right. Let's go to reality, though. I hope you all enjoyed this team-building exercise, so you all got a glimpse.
This is a good episode to start people off on.
Yeah, because they're going to go, these girls are fucking stupid. Oh my god, I'm also...
Then they're going to click out. Oh my god, wait, cheers.
Queen! but at any rate, so... I'm glad we did that, though. That was fun. It fun to look at how stupid and delusional we were.
Yeah, well, too many pucks to the head.
Yeah, Lauren has taken too many pucks to the head. So, let's look at reality, which is obviously what matters. I know I said it sort of intermixed with all of this, but I'll just say it right now. In the East, the Panthers won the Atlantic, and so they will be playing the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are the... who are the second wild card, or the first wild card, sorry. And they will be playing for Florida, which from what I've seen, Lightning fans are happy about. They Well, okay. They're not happy about it. They are confident, and they were confident that they would be able to beat the Bruins. They're also confident they could beat the Panthers, but I have seen so many Lightning fans shit-talking the Bruins, saying, I can't believe we've now forced ourselves to play the Panthers over whatever dog shit the Bruins are cooking up. And he posted at the lines, the Bruins lines at practice today, which will presumably be the lines tomorrow. So looking at that matchup, Warren, what stands out to you?
Honestly, I think I was so worried about what was going to happen to us. I wasn't thinking that a Battle of Florida was even going to be a thing. So,
yeah, I felt pretty confident if you listen a couple episodes back that I was pretty confident that the Bruins were going to play the Lightning. I thought there was no chance that we would fumble the bag this badly. We did.
Do you think that they sold?
I was going to ask you that. You mean the Bruins?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they did.
You think they did?
I think they did.
Do the Bruins play better? Have they played better this season against the Leafs? Yes. I said this on Twitter and I'll say it again. My issue with playing the Leafs, I didn't want to not play the Leafs, and I was adamant that I did not want to play the Leafs. That wasn't because I thought that we were more likely to lose to them than we would be the Lightning. It's because Toronto Maple Leafs fans are annoying as fuck when they win. And they're going to be making all these jokes. We want Florida, you know, the whole time, because that's what, but they looked like idiots last time when they did that in the end.
So don't do that again.
Y'all won't do it on you. Okay, well, first, give me your, before we get more into the Bruins playing the Leafs, give me your winner of the Florida series. I'm saying Florida with a capital F, the whole state, the Battle of Florida.
I do feel like the Panthers are gonna win this one. I feel like I go back and forth on this one because I think the deciding factor is going to be Vasilevskiy. And that's if he plays like he has in the past, they will move on. If he plays very average hockey, they will not move on. I do think the Panthers will end up, you know, moving out of this one. But
how many games do you think it goes to?
6 or 7.
I also have it going to 6, but I also have the Cats coming out. I think they also are. In addition to both,
right now.
Yeah, pull yours up. I will say both of these teams, they have had this season, especially around the trade deadline, they were the two teams I think who got the biggest additions. And that's unexpected too, because like I don't think any of us expected Anthony Duclair to start playing like Wayne Gretzky when he got to the Tampa Bay Lightning. That was hyperbole, but you get my point that he started playing way better than he did on the Sharks. He obviously has a lot to prove, having played for the Florida Panthers last year. And Florida, with the addition of Tarasenko, was a huge addition, and he's killing it in Florida. So those two teams, I think, both got a lot stronger, and I don't necessarily know. I don't think the Cats are unbeatable, but I think they're very strong. And so I do see them coming out. I'm going to say it goes to 6 games, but I could see the Lightning coming out. Then, obviously, Bruins-Leafs. Lauren, so you think the Bruins sold to get the Leafs?
I do. And my reasoning is the goalies, and very in particular, Linus Ullmark in that last game. I think
those first two goals were ugly.
I have never seen him go down like that before, because that was like hybrid old school, you know, it just not what he always does. And I don't want to say it. I want to believe that he's not picking up bad habits as well.
So you would feel better if it was.
I would feel a lot better if it wasn't. If it toss. Was a yeah, but just because I've never seen him do that ever in any kind of situation.
Yeah,
I think that maybe they were like, you know, history. Not gonna keep going on that one, but I'm gonna stick there because I'm superstitious and scared.
I got a wooden table here, so I have plenty of knocks.
I appreciate it. But yeah, so I do think that they sold a little bit, especially with the opponents that they had, and they didn't look like they were trying very hard. I know last game, so I also and give them that.
I know that we got the very last play, the pasta turnover to give it. Immediate empty net goal. Yeah. Ugly. Yeah. Gave Felger all of the ammunition. But
yeah, well, Felger can't skate, so
can't skate. But I will say that I still believe, and I'm knocking on wood this whole time, I think the Bruins, considering they swept the Leafs this season, I just think they play well against the Leafs. And I think the matchup is good for the Bruins, better than I think the Lightning matchup would be. Maybe just by a hair, but just because the Lightning are a little less predictable, I think that, you know, with Toronto, you know what you're getting. You know, Auston Matthews is fired up because he didn't hit that last goal mark. He ended with 69 goals on the season. Nice.
Nice.
we're so in sync. But
immature.
I do think that they're going to win. I think they're going to win in 5 games.
That Boston's going to win 5 games?
Boston's going to win in 5 games.
I am going Boston wins in 7. Because if they, you know what? This is like their overtime.
I was about to say, we love overtimes. We love game 7s.
We really do. So, yeah, I'm going to say Boston in 7.
All right. So that's going to set us up for a rematch, which I would actually like. I would like a rematch against the Cats. I think that would be awesome, and I think that the Bruins could win this time. But
call
I think
me up.
Gonna...
I know how to score on Bobrovsky, so. Call me up, Jim.
I think that is going to be a great series. We'll get to that prediction in a bit. But let's go to the Metro. First round, we have the Rags playing the Capitals. Capitals who snuck in with the help of the downfall of some other teams at the end of the season. Although, to be fair, in the last 2 games, the Capitals controlled their own fate. And they successfully navigated that and prevented any other team from coming in. But
with
to be
the
fair,
help of John Tortorella.
Yes, this is true. But to be fair, did you see him say he didn't know?
Yeah.
When he pulled the goalie? Which I think is fair. I don't know how I guess they could tell him.
Yeah. Well, who was it? When Kane scored the overtime goal, like Detroit knew. So, I don't know. Like they're paying attention. They're watching. I mean, we saw a picture of Potsy watching some of the games after the Bruins game. I don't know if you
really
see that?
No.
Someone like snuck a picture of them like holding a little phone streaming the game on there.
That's awesome. Yeah, so but the Capitals did get in. Tough matchup hitting the Rangers.
Awful.
I'm going to be honest. I have the Rangers beating them in 4.
I have Rangers in 5.
It's one or the other. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Caps. You just can't turn it around that fast.
I'm just not convinced. If we were talking Detroit, I think I would be a little more convinced. But
honestly, Detroit was looking good. And you all, if you have listened to this, you know I have a really big problem with the way that we do the playoffs ever since the bubble. I believe we should go back to a 1 through 8. That's just my opinion. But this is where we are. The Metro was just weak this year. And I think the Rangers are actually a good team. I do. I think they were helped a little bit, them and the Canes, by the fact the Metro was so weak. Still, I think they're going to handedly beat the Caps. I would love it if they didn't. I would love it if they didn't. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be hilarious if the Caps won. I don't even like the Capitals. But I also want the Rags to win on the basis that I believe they have a better chance of beating Carolina, who I do believe is going to come out in their series against the Islanders. That one, I think, will go to 6. Lauren?
I cannot think of anything funnier than the Capitals beating the Rangers in 4 games.
Hilarious. Hey, Blue Jackets did it to the Tampa Bay Lightning after their historic season.
Exactly.
And they were bad. But I was about to say, you know what I think the funniest outcome would be? If the Caps beat the Rangers and the Islanders beat the Canes. And it's a mid-off for that, that game in the
You're right. That would be hilarious. How many games did you say you had them in?
I have them in 6. I have the Canes coming out in 6.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go Canes in 6 as well. I just don't believe in the Islanders. All right. Oh, I need to
I don't either. I mean, I the point system and the way that the playoffs are structured tell a different story. You know, the Islanders got in, but there's a huge point differential. That part does tell a story, how different the abilities are between the first and second place teams and the third place.
Well,
and
then the wild card. Then you can talk about the Capitals' goal differential. They have like the worst goal differential in I don't
ever
know if it's years or history.
Yeah. No, it's I think it's since like 1990. So like in the recent era. It's a -36 goal differential. That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's objectively awful. But all right. Do you want to finish the East, go through the rest of the East, or do you want to go to the West?
Let's go to the West. I feel like I'm not set on my East predictions yet.
All right. So in the first round, we have the Stars playing the Vegas Golden Knights. What do you see in that matchup?
Oh, I'm going Stars immediately.
I mean, me too.
Whatever I thought before.
That was a different woman.
Yeah, that wasn't me. I was 22. I don't trust the Knights at this point. I think they did a good job, you know, clawing their way back into the playoffs, but because it looks sketchy there. But I don't know. They just haven't shown me what they were showing me last year. Last year they looked like a team that wasn't, you know, unbeatable. This year, well, nah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and things to watch out for, I just think that, I mean, everybody performs better in the playoffs, I think, but except for the Bruins last year. But I do think that Knights are going to step it up a little bit. Thank God their Lord and Savior Mark Stone is back. Sorry. All of this sounds like I'm hating on Mark Stone. I'm not. I actually like him. I think he's a nice guy and good at hockey. But, you know, we all have the same feelings about.
Yes.
Yes. About Vegas. I think the Stars are going to come out. I think Jason Robertson's hungry. Sagan wants another one. And I do think that their goaltending hasn't looked as good as I might have expected it to. But Ottinger, I think, is playing well enough to back.
Did you see that save that he made?
Oh, my God. The one where he stuck it. Where he stuck it. What was he fucking... What was he fucking doing?
No. He doesn't want to get hurt, so he's not going to lunge for a puck that doesn't matter. Ooh. I trust. But that man made one of the saves of the season, and he didn't even bat an eye.
He didn't even care. He just stuck
his
stick out.
Like,
I could have done that.
Like, we do that in practice all the time. If there's someone who's like
wide open,
you come down, if you're doing like a two-shot drill, and then they're like too close to each other, you just reach out the stick and just hope for the best. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't.
I don't remember who they were playing, but that was awful. I mean, it was a great save in the end, but so I do think that they will have enough in the tank. and I would just love to see the Knights lose. So I'm saying Dallas in six.
Okay. I'm going to go Dallas in seven.
Ah, okay. All right. So you have a little more faith in the Knights. And I'm not, it's not outside the realm of possibility for me. For me, the West is closer. I think they're better, yeah. But I also think they are closer in skill to one another, that that could be something that happens like that. Mm-hmm. That could be an upset. All right. How about the Jets are playing the Avs? And it came out the Jets are going to be the home team. So add to that what you will. I, however, just have not thought that – I just don't think that goaltending gets you as far in the playoffs as it does in the regular season. And I love Connor Hellebuyck more than anything. But I just think the Avs have continued to look so consistent. Nathan MacKinnon is one of the favorites for the Hart Trophy. I don't know why I was like – buffering the Hart Trophy. I think that they just have the longevity and the consistency to do what the Jets can't. And I think they're going to win in five. The Avs are.
I'm not going to lie. This is probably the matchup that I care the least about.
I want the Jets to win. I want that.
Yeah, I don't like the Avs. I think that the Avs are going to win as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets won. I would not be surprised. But I think that the Avs are just a better altogether team.
Avs got upset last year in the first round by Seattle. I think they're better this year. Mm-hmm. But I think the Jets are good, and I think of all these teams, they're playing for the most. I think winning a cup, making it far in the playoffs, could change the trajectory of their future, which is already in question. And so I think that that's a heavy burden to put on them, but they're not listening to this. I'm sure they're thinking about it themselves. And so they could have a lot more fight in them. You know, Kyle Connor gets cooking. Connor Hellebuyck stays Connor Hellebuyck. I could see them winning as well. But what are you saying in the end? Avs in...
Avs in six. I'll go Avs in six.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to the Canucks against the Preds. This is going to be a good matchup. I'm looking forward to watching this. Because to me, the Preds right now kind of remind me of the Florida Panthers last year.
Yep.
They ended on a heater. They look great. Saros looks as good as ever. I would love to see the Predators win.
I would also love to see the Predators win, but do I think that they will?
I don't think they will, but I think it's going to go to seven. And
I think it's going to seven.
And I think it will be close. That one is a toss-up for me. I know that usually with the wild card against the second best team in the West, or the second best team in the division, is often a less close, but I think this is one of the closest, just because and this is nothing against the Canucks. Demko obviously has looked great despite our early doubts of him, and Demko has looked great. Quinn Hughes, I think, has a lot to prove, and he has already proved it. I don't think he has more to prove, but I think he's the kind of person that puts a lot of pressure on himself, and I think that he is going to want this. But Elias Pettersson, if he keeps playing the way that he's playing, he's unstoppable almost. And so then you've got the two of them on their own with the assistance of Thatcher Demko, I think, can handle the Predators. But the Predators are just a better all-around team. Like, I just think the – and fine, you want to fucking throw JT Miller in there for the
– for the bit.
For the bit. But I think that the Predators have more consistency. I also just think that they have more fire coming into the end of the season. And so I think that lends itself to a potential upset. But yeah, I'm still going to say Canucks in seven, but it is going to be close, I think. I think it'll be a great series to watch. So
I think that this when I look at the teams, I think that this is going to be like the lowest scoring.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I think so, too. I think it's going to be
tough. I mean, but then again, like, you know, you can say that you watch like the two best teams, not to say that that's in this case, but like when you see the two best teams come and play each other, it could be like a, you know, 6-5 game. So you never really know. I think the scores are going to be really close. I think it's going to be a low scoring series.
Yeah. And so we'll see what happens there. I'm excited for it. Both of us are saying Canucks in 7, and that just leaves the Oilers against the Kings, who snuck into the third in the Pacific. Lauren, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a single ounce of faith in the Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, no. There's nothing in me that makes me think that they are hanging out in the series at all.
I think it's going to be a 4-game series, and I think the Oilers are going to pull it out readily. Oilers are hungry. Oilers want it. The Kings just look flat. They just don't look good. Yeah. They don't look like they have what it takes. Them and the Knights were sort of having a mid-off at the end of the season as well.
Yep.
For who is really the worst. And so I just think that the Oilers have it in them. Obviously, I think the Oilers have it in them to win the Stanley Cup. And I just think that there is no match for that in the Kings, because we've already seen we can't rely on PLD. And obviously, you know, I love Kopitar, and I like a lot of the people on the Kings, and so I want their success, but I think the Oilers are too good and the Kings are too bad.
Yeah. Agree with you on everything. I think I can see the Oilers offense taking a day off. So I put them in 5.
Hmm.
Because I don't know, I don't have complete trust in the Oilers either. So
that's fair. Before we go into the rest of this, I'll just read a word from our sponsors here, and I will also pull up a few lines from these first round series to tell y'all, so that you can. None of this is betting advice. And also, I don't know why you would want to listen to me for betting advice, but I'll just tell you what Vegas thinks, and we'll see how much Vegas agrees with us. The chase for the Stanley Cup is on, and if you're looking to light the lamp, nothing beats the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of playoff beards all the way till the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. So I'll tell you right now, for the series, it's Carolina Hurricanes are at a -340 to win their series. Bruins are at a -125, which is close. This is for Lauren, and for those of you who aren't that into betting, that's closer. The lower the number, the closer the number to zero on either side means that it's a closer. Panthers are favored with a -180 in their series against the Lightning. Rangers -450. Avs are favored -135. Canucks -150. So that's going to be another close one. Stars -140. Huh. That is a lot lower than I thought. And the Oilers -190. So Vegas is clearly a big fan of the top two teams in the Metro. Do with that what you will. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text Hope NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/ice for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. How did I do?
Yeah, you sound so good.
Thank you. But now that we've heard from our sponsors, let's dive into the next round of matchups as Lauren and I have predicted them. Obviously, if you haven't already, enter our bracket challenge. It is on our Twitter page. We'll also include a link to that in the show notes so that you can join. But Lauren, so funnily enough, so we have all the same picks in the first round.
We do.
And coincidentally,
I'm wondering if we're ever going to swap.
Oh, you think we might just go all the way together?
Oof. I'm curious. Well, actually, no. I think we'll see.
Well, to be fair, according to Vegas, we picked all the odds-on favorites.
Yeah.
So.
I did it.
We're clearly not the only ones who think this. But none of this is, again, still none of this is betting advice. Even though this is what we picked, you are free to call us idiots. Definitely don't listen to Lauren. Second round, we can go back to the East. Florida Panthers playing the Boston Bruins.
Mm.
A very realistic matchup. I really think that could happen.
Me too.
Obviously.
I'm going Boston.
I am too. Is it bias?
I think it's revenge.
It is revenge. And I
also
I feel like
the Panthers will get more banged up versus the Lightning than we will against Toronto.
I would not say that. I don't know.
Well, Tampa's more physical team.
I agree, but if I'm the Leafs, I don't want to get embarrassed again.
All right, well, they're really good at doing it, so.
Yeah, they are. They have a gift. I agree. I do think I'm a little bit swayed by my bias to say the Bruins. I think it'll be a really good series that, like, would in theory go to 6 or 7 games.
7 games.
I just think that the Bruins are at a better place than they were last year. Said it before, I'll say it always. They aren't haunted by the hubris that they had last season. Charlie McAvoy even said it in a recent interview that they have seen the hard times, which completely makes this a different team than they were last year. And don't get me wrong, I think the Cats are better this year than they were last year. But I think we are too, and I do think that that revenge aspect is important. I think we shouldn't do it, but I think Boston fans, it's a funny mock. If we're, you know, winning in the series against the Leafs, knock on wood, I think if we chanted "We want Florida," that'd be funny.
I think it wouldn't. I think if you guys say that, I will come for every one of you. Also, if anybody starts to wave at any of these games,
oh yeah,
I
everybody
will find you.
Stop it with the wave at the Garden. Stop it.
They did the wave in Game 2 when I was there, and you know what? We won that game, and then like we never won again. So shut your mouth. Sit down. Yeah. Shut up. Sorry,
you heard her.
That was really aggressive. I'm really sorry.
No, don't be sorry. All right, and then how about with the Rags against the Canes?
Oh, Canes don't stand a chance.
Really? Okay, so I think it's going to be close, but I also have the Rangers coming out. Mm-mm. But you don't think it's even going to be close? What makes you say that?
No, because I hate the Carolina Hurricanes.
Well, girl, you're talking to the chairman of hating the Carolina Hurricanes.
I don't know. I feel like their mentality is always awful. Like they're full of excuses.
Saw a guy as I was walking to school wearing a bunch of jerk shirt. Hate that.
So embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
That's like the worst thing. Like if you showed up on a date, like even with that like under something, absolutely not. I'm leaving. Get out. like embarrassing. Like also,
I swear to God, I couldn't.
People don't know what that means.
I've said it 100 times that I don't think I've met a Canes fan that I like. And if somebody out there is listening and you're a Canes fan and you want to prove me wrong, be my guest. But unfortunately, you guys are always mean to me and I don't like
them. I'm sure they exist, but they're also like...
They're not in Carolina.
Every time there's discourse about like something that a fan did after winning a game, it's been Carolina, and it's been
You're mean. Pretty they are a bunch of jerks. But it's not in like they're a bullies. not like a funny way. You're just assholes. Yeah. Which I just and I know I have I don't want to turn it into a you know an original six superiority complex. But I just the history's not there for me yet. Doesn't mean it can't ever be, but it's just and I know everybody's gonna come at me with the Stanley Cups and Rod and being a bitch. But you're proving my point, you know? So, all right, well, you think they have no chance. I do think they have a chance, and I hate that. I hate that there's a chance that they could win and then potentially play the Bruins. That would wreck me emotionally. I don't know. I don't know, Lauren. What do you think it's going to be? An ass kicking?
No. I think it's going to be six. I think it's going to be six games. But I just don't think they're going to be very – I think they're going to be very wishy-washy games. I think the Rangers are going to, you know, win by a few goals, and then they're going to win another one, and then, you know, the Hurricanes are going to come out, and they're going to beat the Rangers 4-0.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, oh, the series is turning around, and then the Rangers are going to win like 8-0.
Maybe not. I'm gonna get hate for this from Carolina, but I will say, to me, the discrepancy between those two barns is maybe the most significant. I've been to really good games at PNC Arena. Mm-hmm. One was the Bruins game last year. This year they just got smoked. The crowd is not the same. And to be fair, okay, let me preface that with the only other two NHL arenas I have been to have been original six teams, the Boston Bruins and the Detroit Red Wings. But I just – and obviously with the playoffs, the Canes are doing that thing where you have to be from the, you know, mid-Atlantic region in order to get tickets. So that might help. But, I mean, I don't know. I think that those – that's – whereas you're going to Madison Square Garden – maybe the most historic NHL arenas.
But they're also pricing their fans out. They're 400 bucks, I think.
You know, I have to
admit, balcony.
I have to admit, the balcony seats at TD Garden were cheaper than I expected them to be. Not cheap. They were. But like 188 I saw one for. That's not.
Well, that's before fees, but yeah.
But okay, yes. And oh, man, Ticketmaster fees.
The really fees are going to be $40.
They get me going.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I do think the Rangers are going to come out on top probably in six or seven games. And if not, mm-hmm. I'll cry myself to sleep every night that we have to play the Canes. Not because I'm afraid of them, but because I don't like them. And they're going to be mean to me on Twitter like they always are. So, okay, we are still consistent here. So now we have the Bruins playing the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final. Lauren, tell me who you would have coming out.
The Rangers.
I, too, have the Rangers coming out. I just think – I don't think we match up well against them.
No.
We haven't all season. And I want to believe we have what it takes. I really do. But I think we're going to be banged up more than they are. I think.
I agree.
Our series – are going to be tougher. And so I just don't know that we will have the longevity to.
I think if they do not get to the conference final, at least, then that is horrendous.
Who, the Bruins?
The Rangers. Because their path
is
on
paper is easy.
Easy. Yeah. So.
I agree. And so I think that that's the problem. That's going to be one of the many problems. I still think even if we came out as more equal, because we've said it at the beginning of the season, we say it now. I mean, the Atlantic was just way stronger. There's going to be a lot more of a battle to get to that spot. So on the one hand, I look at that and I'm like, the Bruins are going to have to prove a lot more to get to the Eastern Conference Final. And maybe that will give them confidence in the ability to, you know, rise against team but I'm pretty sure you said it last week, and I'm trusting you that we were swept by the Rangers this season.
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure? Okay, I don't remember. Anybody can fact check that. And while I don't always think that regular season series is indicative of how a team is going to be in the playoffs when they play each other, I just don't love that. And I haven't loved that it. I just think that they have more in them. But who knows? Maybe with the goalie rotation that we have going versus
maybe
really their reliance maybe on Shesterkin.
Maybe.
That could be the difference maker. So, but Lauren and I
are, I'm saying maybe to the rotation because.
Lauren. Okay, we'll talk about it.
It's not for me.
So, Lauren, how many games do you think the Bruins hold out against the Rangers?
I want to say seven. I think it could be six.
I think it could be five or six, honestly. Oh. Somebody's alarm's going off. For those of you who also don't know the lore, it's always police cars outside of Lauren's apartment. So if you hear police cars, don't worry, you're not getting pulled over. Or maybe you
look
are.
Look behind you, though, because
that would be hilarious. Yeah, if you actually were getting pulled over at the time that you listened to that.
Yeah, because that's possible. I don't know. If you live in Massachusetts, you're probably a bad driver. So
That is true. And I mean, also, drivers in North Carolina suck as well, I have to admit it. Mm-hmm. But all right. So we have the Rangers coming out of the East for both of us. Wow, we are two peas in a pod.
I think this is where we're gonna end up changing.
Okay, you think?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the West. Stars, Avs, Lauren. That's gonna be a great matchup, I think.
Oh yeah.
What if it happens.
Stars.
Avs.
Stars.
Why do you think Stars?
I don't trust the Avs.
You don't trust the Avs? I feel like they've been one of the most consistent teams all season. Mm-mm. So the Stars, actually.
I also just, I think the goaltending is better in Dallas.
It
I
is.
Think. I will actually, you know what? I think that this would be one of a lower scoring series as well.
Really? I don't know. I think with the star power you have in the top six of both of these teams, Jason Robertson, you've got McKinnon, Cale Makar is an offensive-minded defenseman.
I don't know. I'm still going Stars.
And with what I think has not been great goaltending on either side. Sorry. No offense.
That's questionable. Right.
You're going Stars, but you think it'll be a close series?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I would pick this one in seven.
Yeah, I think it'll be close. I just think the Avs, their experience, their veterans, and their, I don't know, they always find a way, except for last year, but they always find a way. All right, Canucks, Oilers series. That's going to be a good one.
Well, it's going to the Canucks.
Oh, it's going to the Oilers.
Oh, it's going to the Canucks. There's no way it goes to the Oilers.
All right, so now we really have diverged here.
Yeah, I love how we're the same on one side.
In such agreement, yeah.
Yeah.
Really lost it after the first round in the East.
Yeah. The East.
All right. Why are you so confident in the Canucks?
I just feel like it's a good possibility that this is their year. They're another team that has been outright consistent all year. And, you know, I also think when you have one of the best defensemen in the league in Quinn Hughes as your captain, you know, in his first year, I think there's going to be a lot of want in the locker room. And yeah. I am honestly, I think that this could be a good series, especially considering I think Vancouver has one of the best defenses and Edmonton obviously has one of the best offensive groups.
And so Edmonton has no goalies. They could put nobody in there. They could put nobody in net, honestly.
Little do you know that I am actually playing net.
Yeah, honestly, I would take you over Stuart Skinner any day of the week.
I bet I could grow a better mustache too.
Yo, he rocks it. I got to give it to him. like Philip Forsberg, he also rocks it. I don't know. I just think because the Canucks, I think, are already going to have trouble with the Predators, I just don't know if they have it in them. Whereas I think the Oilers are going to smoke the Kings, and I think that they just are going to have the momentum on their side. But all right, you've got Avs. No, you have Stars, Canucks. You're going Canucks?
I'm going Canucks. But I will say, if Nashville gets through, if they get past Vancouver, Edmonton moves on.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Edmonton could beat Nashville pretty handedly. So I've got the Avs and the Oilers. I mean, the last game that they had together was bad for the Oilers. They got beat like 9-3. Because I think that goalie aspect is starting to shine through the same way that it did earlier in the season. Like, goaltending matters more in the playoffs, and I just don't know if they have what it takes. I still think the Oilers are going to win, but I think the Avs are going to give them a good fight with good defensemen and just a better opportunity to score. Not that either the Avs or the Oilers are, you know, known for their goaltending, but I just think that the Oilers are going to come out. So I think it's going to be an Oilers-Rags final. You think a Canucks-Rangers final?
I don't know. Dallas, Vancouver. Fuck it. I'm going Vancouver.
All right. So we both got a Canadian team making it to the Stanley Cup final. Playing against the New York Rangers, both of them in the far northwest, too. Well, I guess the Oilers are kind of closer to the middle, but Lauren, who do you think takes the cup between the Canucks and the Rangers?
The Vancouver Canucks, baby.
All right.
It's their time to shine.
I think it's the Oilers. I think the Oilers are going to come out against the Rangers. All right. And I honestly don't think it'll be close. I just don't see the Rangers lasting that long. But I got to give credit where credit's due. They're better than us. I see them making it to the Stanley Cup final. I see Rangers fans being really annoying about it. But I still see the Cup going back to Canada, finally.
We both
do, apparently. Yeah.
Look at us.
All right. So those are our predictions. That's where we're at. I want to know, Lauren, overall, and I'll give mine first, your biggest X factors in the playoffs, just across the board. Like, what is going to be the biggest determining factor about who is going to succeed? So for me, I think one, obviously, that's the one that's closest to my heart. It's the success of the Bruins goalies. I think that is going to have a huge impact on how far they go and potentially give them a chance to get to the Stanley Cup final if they perform at the level I know that they can. Other X factors, I think how hot Austin Matthews gets. I know I'm just right now talking about our series, but in the same vein, I think how hot Kucherov stays. I think that's really important. I think if Jason Robertson can perform really well for the Stars, I think is a as well as hints, I think that's another big thing for the Stars. And with the Preds, I think it's Saros. I think those things that I just said are really determinative. If Austin Matthews gets cooking, I can see the Leafs going far. If Saros is the brick wall that I know that he can be, I can see the Preds beating the Canucks and maybe even beyond that. And then I think with the Panthers, it's staying healthy because of the physical game that they play and the fact they're playing the Lightning. I think that's a big, going to have a big impact on things. And with the Rangers, I think same thing with the goaltenders. I think the Rangers have the star power up front. They're going to need to make sure that their defensemen are top heavy. Once you get to that third pair, it's kind of like the Bruins. It's not as reliable, questionable. So those are my big things. What big X factors do you see across the board?
I think overall, injuries on our side of things.
Yeah.
That's going to be huge because these are, you're talking Florida, Tampa, Toronto.
Bruins power play. Let me throw that out there too. If we can get the power play working the way we did, honestly, against the Sens, that is going to make all the difference because that has lost Bruins games. Not being able to score on the power play.
I'm going to say, you know, is Tkachuk the pest that he was last year?
I think that Florida series is going to be intense.
I think it's going to be really fun.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun too.
One of the most entertaining series of this entire playoffs.
Because here's my other thing about it. They're just too, I think being a Florida team inherently makes you scrappy because everybody is always telling you that you don't belong, that you shouldn't be a team, that Florida doesn't need hockey. I think, and you know, the Panthers, whenever they make the playoffs, their fans come out of the woodwork. I think that's just, it's a heated series. The Lightning, I think, underperformed this season. They want to prove something. And look, I it would be so poetic for the Cats to lose as the number one in the Atlantic, lose to a wild card team. I would love it. I would love it. I want it to happen. Could happen. The Lightning are good. But at any rate, all right, what other determining factors do you see?
Who Toronto decides to play in it. Another big one. Because, I mean, I'm not completely sure what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about the Rangers goaltending, too. I'm going to talk about a lot of goaltending. That's my specialty, if you haven't figured it out yet. Now.
Yeah.
I think that they could do a 3-1 with Shesterkin and Quick. I think they should, because Shesterkin does get worn out pretty easily.
How much do you see, this is for all the teams that have pretty good goaltending duos.
Mm-hmm.
So Rangers, obviously, us. Who else is even close to us in that sense? The Canes, kind of. Obviously, well, come on, they've had the health of not Anderson. Freddie Anderson. Was it Freddie Anderson who had the thing? I thought it was Piotr.
Wait, who? I don't know what you were talking about. So.
The health scare that kept him out for most of the season.
Anderson, no?
It was Anderson?
So what do you... where I was going with this thought before I have to make sure I erase this whiteboard so somebody doesn't come in here and think that I believe these are the teams that are in the NHL playoffs. So, fortunately, not a lot of people here know hockey, but if they do come in, they're like, Devils, Sabres, what are they fucking talking about? How determinative do you think the success of the goaltenders in the first round series, like for all those teams that I mentioned that have this goaltending duo, like let's say one of them just looks better in that first round. So even if we're doing a switch, even if we're doing, you know, almost half and half, do you then see us taking whatever success we saw, whether it's us, the Rangers, the Canes, not the Canucks, the Leafs are another one, all these Eastern teams, stronger goaltending in the East this year. Even the Stars to a certain extent, like what do you think that, what do you do in that scenario? If you had been going with the switch off or an almost switch off, and let's say Quick is outrageously outperforming, he plays two games, let's say Shesterkin plays three, he outrageously outperforms Shesterkin. Would you continue with the switch going into the second round?
Yes, 100%. I would say that in that case, let's say Shesterkin plays three games, Quick plays one. Shesterkin looked a little iffy in, you know, game three. Give Quick another try. If he looks exceptional in that game four or whatever, he plays another good game, then you're starting, let's say, the next game. I don't know how many games they are going to end up actually going to go to. But if you're doing a 2-1 with or a 3-1 with Shesterkin playing three and Quick playing one, all of a sudden, Shesterkin doesn't look good, and Quick does, I'll switch it so fast to a 3-1 for Quick playing 3, and then, well, maybe not 3, Quick playing 2, and then Shesterkin playing 1, and see how it shakes, because, I mean, anything can happen. And goalies especially, the mentality going into the playoffs is very different than a regular season, because any shot can basically end your season, especially for a goalie, because if you go out there and you play a shit game, you might never see the ice again for the rest of the season. So,
yeah. And so I do think that the goaltending in general is going to be a big factor in a lot of these series. I hate that that's the plural of the word series. Don't you want to say series is? I know that that's wrong, but it feels right. Oh, fuck you. But all right. So before we get into some questions, Lauren, is there anything else you want to touch on playoff wise? Games start tomorrow, baby.
I can't watch.
The Bruins game and we've got the Canes game. You could watch. You could have it on the background.
I have 5 finals next week, Grace.
Put it on the background. I don't know.
I will not pay attention to anything.
That's fair.
And also, I don't think I need my heart rate to go up that high while I'm studying pharmacology.
And you're drinking into my caffeine.
Cheers.
And the Diet Coke, man. You're going to have a heart attack.
My heart's going to go crazy. I'm probably going to put it on the background. I'm a little bitch. I can't do that to myself.
So is there anything else you want to talk about before we dive into some questions from our lovely listeners?
Not really. No. Really? I feel like we talked about most of it.
All right. Well, let's hit up. Tell us your thoughts. We want to hear from y'all what you think about what's going to happen in the playoffs. Obviously, the next time you hear from us, we'll be a little bit into it. And we'll see it. So, you know what I wanted to say? Wag jackets that you've seen. Thoughts? Capitals are ugly as hell. Sorry.
Wait.
In their defense, last minute.
I thought those weren't the ones. Because I know the I ones, have...
The ones I saw, and for those of you who don't know what I'm describing, were like just like a sweatshirt, like Etsy looking type sweatshirts that had like a, for some reason, like a face on them, like a woman's face, all the same face.
And yeah. I was following Shay's thread. God, what's her Shady Lady Cakes? and she had commented, update, they're not the jacket / official playoff attire, they're just comfy fun set, so I'll let it slide for now.
Okay.
But yeah, those were weird. I don't know whose face that is. Do you know whose face that is?
I presume a random person.
Plot twist, it's actually Ovechkin. The Bruins ones were, it's going to be hard to beat the Bruins ones.
All right. So I love the Bruins ones. The brown leather looks awesome. That guy always, the Ben guy who does like a lot of their stuff, always does a great job. But I did see the Canucks with the puffer jacket. Or was it the Oilers?
Canucks? That was Winnipeg.
Yes, that was it. You're right. That was the Canadian teams. Puffer jackets
look good.
You don't like them? I love puffer jackets.
No, I'm not really a big fan of. I'm a very like claustrophobic person. So puffer jackets always make me feel really weird.
Confined. Yeah.
So I they're also, you know, obviously I know they're not going for like actual warmth or whatever, but they're really short too, and they like look short. I don't know.
I also noticed that. All right, who else you got?
The Canucks. They had some good ones. Here's the front.
Okay.
They're very retro.
Are those, you think, or are they like windbreakers?
They're...
Can't really tell from the picture.
Um, They're kind of like a mixture. I don't think they're like they're thicker than a windbreaker, I think. But
not quite leather.
Yeah. I like them. I think they're very like old school. But they also remind me of something like my dad would wear.
That's what somebody said. I saw somebody say they're giving dad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's giving dad sitting behind me, watching me play goalie with his arms crossed.
Yeah. All right. So Canucks. Yeah. Okay. Who else has released theirs?
We might just only have those ones. The Lightning, we only have like a little picture of it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. Wait, you pulled it up. Oh, see, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like black. Nice. They're like black leather, almost like motorcycle, like biker jackets. I like the looks of those. Those especially, I just think the blue looks good.
Oh, the blue looks great. That's those one of nice. My favorite parts about Tampa has to be those jerseys. I love their jerseys.
Those are nice looking jackets. Oh, God, how insufferable would it be if it's a Lightning Leafs second round matchup?
That would suck. I wouldn't watch that.
The colors. It would suck just in general, but the colors would just make me scream. Well,
I'll
support
Joseph Ball no matter what.
I'm excited to see. Oh, come on. If they knock us out, you cannot cheer for the Leafs.
I will be cheering for Joe Wall.
No. Straight to jail. All right. Jordan asked us a great question. Our friend Jordan Swaymark with 3Ys on Twitter asked the other week about ideal defensive pairings. What are your thoughts now on Shattenkirk? It's a small sample size and against Ottawa, but he seemed to quarterback PP1 very well. At the very least, got them moving the puck better. He had a great, might have been a secondary assist or a primary assist on the goal that we ended up scoring on the power play. And do you think the Bruins should look to start him game one for the power play, or do you think they should start the series with someone else over him? Based on the lines, it looks like they are going to go with Shattenkirk. But weirdly enough, Maroon up top.
God, I fucking hate that.
I don't know where that came from.
That's ridiculous. That's I haven't seen any of the lines at all today because I was in my final till 7. But God, that's insane.
But the one thing I did like about the Bruins lines that we saw was that Johnny Beecher is in. And even though Van Riemsdyk is out, I think Beecher is the right call.
Oh, I don't
think Kyle should be in, but I think having Beecher is great.
I think that Beecher being in is 100% the right call.
So, also, all right,
sidebar. I want to make an edit so badly for the playoffs, but I do not have time. And I'm so annoyed about it.
That's
because I have such good ideas.
I need a hype video that's better than the like one they put out with the like clock ticking.
I was gonna do Ready for It, but like
that would be
remix.
So good.
I might suffer and not sleep. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing, editing this later. All right, well, what do you think about Shattenkirk? I think he did look the best. I think he has looked the best on the power play all season. Every time we've had him. What?
Like, for real, yes, 100%.
I get that you want to rely on Charlie McAvoy, but he just hasn't looked the same. And, like, our problem, I don't think, with our power play is that defensive part of it. So is the more defensive part of being a defenseman. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think Shattenkirk is better at keeping it in the zone, and I just think he makes the passes that McAvoy hasn't made this season. And I love Charlie McAvoy. Everybody knows that. But I agree. I think that we should run with Shattenkirk until it doesn't look good anymore.
If Charlie McAvoy is not the man to run our power play, we can't keep forcing him to run our power play, which is what we have been doing for so long. And like, and you know, some players they're just not meant for that.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying that Charlie McAvoy is bad. I mean, we've had a lot of trouble offensively with our power play, which maybe is why they're trying Maroon. I mean, the best our power play ever looked is when we had JVR up top. And so I wonder if they're looking for the same sort of net front presence, but just bigger. I mean, because that was really what made us successful when JVR was up there, was his net front presence, but he's smaller. So maybe having Maroon up there will make the difference because he is an in-close player.
I'm going to get you canceled.
How is that cancelable? Oh, because I said
you're
he was big?
Call Pat Maroon big.
Okay. They call him Big Rig.
Get off the air.
We do have to talk about Jack Edwards. It's devastating.
Oh.
I know. I might cry. But yeah, so I think, Jordan, I think you're right with Shattenkirk. I just think that it looks the best. And I don't know. They were practicing 6-on-5 in practice. I think it was, I don't know if it was Connor Ryan or Matt Porter who was like, probably a good call. Yeah, probably a good call considering that has looked ugly. Our friend Kevin B. Smith on Twitter wanted us to talk about the playoffs. Just excited to be in the postseason. That's all that matters. Now that Carlo is clear to play with Wayne Gretzky, a.k.a. Justin Brazzo, shooting and skating, we have the size and skill. Let's have some fun. Yeah, definitely a huge relief for the Bruins to have Carlo and Gretzky back in the lineup. Well, Brazzo, it didn't sound like, based on Jim Montgomery, doesn't sound like he's going to be ready to go first round, but I'm not counting him out the rest of the way. Is that the vibe you got?
What also is a good point, which I think we saw a little bit last season, if you feel like the series needs you, he will say he's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's what you're supposed to do or that you should ever.
Yeah.
But you'll jump into a series if you think that you can make a difference. So I guess we'll just have to see. I don't think we'll see him in the first round. But I'm never going to count anything out in the playoffs because anything can happen.
I agree. And then Kevin wanted us to talk about, and we should talk about this. I forgot to start talking about it earlier, but obviously biggest headline this week. We talked about it last week, but it is official that the Arizona Coyotes are not going to be a team next year. And instead, there will be a team in Salt Lake City, Utah. However, they sound like they're going with just the Utah name. So not Salt Lake City. Probably because they got tired of the Salt Lake City Soakers jokes. They're like, going to be doing that. Lauren, and the big thing that Kevin mentioned is just how horrendous the ownership with...
He wasn't even at the last game.
Alex Mariello was not even at the last game for the Coyotes. And
he was asked about it, and he said that, like, he was like, oh, I don't like being in the limelight.
Yeah.
I had to work on this deal. Like, oh, no, you poor baby. You couldn't even watch what you built fall to the ground. Congratulations.
Yeah, embarrassing. I mean, it's cowardly. I hated that it had to end like this for the Coyotes. Alex Mariello is still talking about, like, as if he's going to still make the same bid he planned on June 27th for the land.
5 years.
To build a real arena, but that will take time. And again, even Gary Bettman said that they are still committed to hockey in Arizona. And so,
which good they should be. I
agree.
Like I would love for them to, you know, keep, if they're able to do it the right way, they should be able to have a hockey team in Arizona. But this is all, I mean, the reports that came out saying that they're not going to have a name. They don't know, God. like all this stupid shit. Like, it's like the PWHL all over again. Isn't it funny? Right. That and we're watching the men's game go after the women's game.
Yeah, like, and I said it in my tweet that it just makes it look so much worse. It makes it look rushed. It makes it look haphazard. And the teams that they potentially could be going with because they filed them with the U.S. Patent Office were like the Blizzard, the Fury... one more that was just awful. The Vipers. I think it was the Vipers.
Yeah, I played for that team when I was 11 years old.
The Utah Vipers? That sounds stupid as hell. At least the Blizzard, because the snow in Utah. But I'm like, Vipers? What the fuck are you talking about? I I don't like any of those names. So I hope that they go back to the drawing board if those are my options. I don't know which one would you choose.
I hope they go back to Arizona.
I hope they go back to
none of them.
Fury, I think.
Utah Hockey Club. I tried to get the at for that, but some guy has it from like 2015.
Awesome.
He hasn't touched his thing.
Good for
he
him.
Hasn't touched his account since 2015. I'm like, bro, give it to me. Give it to me right now.
Good
It'll be
for
so
him.
Funny for the bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if those are my options, sure, just go with Hockey Club for the season. But it just
stay in Arizona for one more year and then move on.
And it just all in all, like, I don't understand the have we seen a player from Utah ever?
I don't even know where Utah is.
That's true. There are like
no, I
now,
did find it after last
now, week. Now, thanks to Mason Lowry, there are only like 5 states, I think, that have never had a player make it to the NHL. Obviously, Mason Lowry got Louisiana off that list. Let me see if I can just
look there's got to be a player.
The 9 U.S. states where NHL players have not yet been born, but this was 3 years ago.
Nobody from 1995 on has been from Utah.
Oh, okay, but there has been one.
5.
There are 5?
Mm-hmm.
What, do you know what? Wait, there have been 5 players from Utah?
Apparently.
That's crazy. But I was going to say that the states that are remaining, I do believe that Tennessee still has not had one. Now Mason Lowry obviously took Louisiana off. Kentucky, Arkansas, Kansas, New Mexico. There's a chance West Virginia is no longer on this list, but West Virginia is also on this list. Hawaii and Wyoming. But those are the states. So I guess Utah, fine. Has had some. No players that I can think of that were that good. Whereas with Arizona, I can't. And again, they were players that got there because of the Coyotes. So you hope that that development doesn't go away. Because who knows what valuable players you could be missing out on by not having it. That said, yeah, across the board, very disappointing to see from both the league and the ownership of the Coyotes. Feel terrible for the fans. That last, like, when they came out on the ice, there's a girl crying, like one of the ice girls or whatever was crying, waving the flag. Fans were crying. It was sad. It was tough to watch.
I was crying.
Yeah.
I woke up the next morning and it was like the first thing on my Twitter. And I was sobbing in my bed. Why? I don't know. I'm emotional.
It's heartbreaking because that's a team that's been there. Coyotes have been there for a decent amount of time. And that would be like, obviously it's not going to happen because the Bruins are an original 16, but like, I can't imagine if my hockey team that I grew up with, that I cheered for, suddenly went away. Like, that would be devastating. So I do feel for them. I hope that they find a way to bring hockey back to the desert. And by that, I don't mean Las Vegas. Give them that team. Hockey belongs in the desert, not that desert. Give it back to Arizona. But
yeah, give them a bunch of really good picks at the expansion draft, too.
Yeah, there you go. Jimbo, with the handle JimD2882, asked the question that we all have been waiting to hear about. And I want to hear Lauren's thoughts. Boston Bruins goalie rotation. Yes or no? He says, yes, keep it going and keep them fresh. It worked all year. Why screw around now? Lauren, I want to hear your strong opinions. After you're done chewing.
So I put out a poll after, actually I'll pull it up if I can find it. Actually, I don't know. I feel like I tweet a little bit too much. Oh, also happy birthday, Nova.
Happy birthday, Nova. That's Lauren's dog, by the way. She turned 1.
So I put out a poll, who starts game 1? And 53% of people said Ullmark, 47% of people said Swayman.
That's close.
So it was 62 people, to be fair. Me personally, I am starting Olmark in game one. I am starting Olmark in game two. Well, you know, barring he sucks in game one.
But you don't give him the benefit of the doubt if he sucks game one.
All right. No. Because then you move on to Swayman, and then maybe you can go back to Olmark again. You know? Maybe you can play a true rotation. But I'm going Olmark two games, Swayman one game, and that's the way that I want it. That's it. I don't know if they'll do it like that. They're keeping it under wraps. But
yes, they are. Jim said my lips are sealed.
Yeah, well, considering what he said last year and what he said to start this year and what he said, you know, a few weeks ago, I have a good feeling that he's going to keep going with the tandem.
I do think he's going to go with the tandem, but who starts? I don't know. I think he might put Swayman in.
Well, it depends, because Swayman has been, like, historically decent against Toronto.
This is true.
But yeah, so I could see it going either way. I would start Olmark game one. That's just my professional, super super professional goaltender opinion.
Yeah, and I won't make any predictions. I think we're okay with either.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of other issues we have that are more serious and that are up top, and also admittedly in our third defensive pairing and the mix up of our top pair. I don't know what to do with these players who don't seem to mesh together. You know, McAvoy and Grizzlick was always a reliable thing in the past. It hasn't looked good this year. Lindholm just hasn't looked great at all. Carlo looks great. I hope he comes back perfectly fine.
I'm hearing he's good for game one.
No, I think he's going to be fine, but I just mean like coming back after
a few
games off. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I think we have bigger fish to fry there. I'm okay with either one that Jim Montgomery goes with. I trust both of them. I trust
you don't have a bad choice.
I trust that both are healthy. I'm perfectly fine with them switching off. I know Lauren is not.
I'd be fine with that.
Switching off both games?
Yeah, doing one on one.
Really? I thought you had said that you wanted if they could get hot.
I'd be fine with that, but I would prefer a 2-1. Because I think Olmark is the better goalie at this point.
Mm. Well, we'll see what happens. We're going to find out in less than 24 hours when the game starts at 8 p.m. Shockman asked if competitive poker, like the World Series of Poker, is that a sport?
No.
No. Yeah, no.
Sorry.
I think that poker takes a lot of skill, and I know that it's on ESPN sometimes, but I feel the same way about, like, I don't really think that racing of any kind, whether it's NASCAR or F1, I don't really consider that a sport. I know it's technically a motor sport, but it doesn't really fit my understanding of a sport, you know?
Yeah.
Not that it doesn't take skill and that it isn't a very successful industry either.
I can do it.
Shockman also asked about the Taylor Swift album. I loved it. Lauren, do you have any thoughts?
I am like six songs in. I don't know when I'm going to be able to actually finish the album.
That's
probably
okay.
Probably next weekend.
It is long.
Yeah, I didn't really expect that.
Double album. I think I sent the text double album in all caps to about 100 people.
Yeah, I was one of them. Very happy.
I was sending it to Nick. I was sending it to you. I was sending it to everybody I've ever met who likes Taylor Swift. My brother. Yeah.
Well, one of my friends today, I haven't talked about music with anybody in my class. And one of my friends, she looked at me and she was like, I'm so upset. And I was like, why? And she was like, well, I'm trying to find someone who likes Taylor Swift and I can't find anybody.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, I do. And she was like, what? Yeah. So.
I love Taylor Swift is the great unifier of people. She brings me to some great people.
Does the music video come out tonight?
Yeah, it came out at 8.
It did come out.
So we'll have to. I'll probably watch that right when we're done. Mm-hmm. Marie asked us, how does one stay sane through the playoffs?
You don't.
You don't. She said, sincerely, a girly whose first time watching Bruins playoff hockey was last year. It gets more intense as you go on, like the nerves on our end, on the fans' end. So last year was pretty short-lived, and then I was just pissed afterwards, which admittedly was probably better than the anxiety that the playoffs give me. I'm already, like, I feel sick to my stomach about the game tomorrow. Like, I am nervous. I'm just scared. I want to make it to the next round this time. I hated last year.
I think that's what, that comes with playing Toronto, though. I feel like that adds like the extra, oh my God. But also, Marie, for you, just think about, you know, when you're watching one of your favorite people in the world, me, coach a bunch of girls at the TD Garden in their third overtime. Think about that, but think about that injected in your veins like steroids, okay? Like, that is a terrifying feeling, because not only are you not there, you can't do anything about it. You have no control over what's going to happen. Yeah. I at least kind of did. I do not on this, you know, despite me thinking that I should.
But you're handled.
Yeah, so it's
but I mean, like, I wish I could say that it's going to get better, but if we get past the Leafs and we hit the Florida Panthers, it's going to get 100 times worse for me. Way worse having to hit the Panthers after that. I don't like that at all. Listen, I'm going to be throwing up.
You get Canes fans, I get the fucking Panthers fans all the time.
Oh, really? They in your mentions? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Canes fans just don't like me on Twitter.
And then they end up on my DMs and it's hilarious.
Yeah, real. It's going to suck. It already sucks. I'm getting nervous just talking about it. So let's keep going. She wants us to do Kiki Booba for coaches. We actually should do that next week, but I don't want anybody new listening to be subjected to that just yet. For those of you who don't know what the Kiki Booba debate is, look it up, because I can't explain it.
You'll find out next week.
Go listen to a couple other episodes. You'll get it. But we should do it with coaches.
I still don't.
It's
a good one.
I have to imagine this is Philly. He didn't put his name, but this sounds like Philly. Would you rather have Drake May playing as an enforcer on the Bruins fourth line or Danton Heinen as your QB down a touchdown with a minute to go? I'm going with the first one. I'm putting Drake May on skates as an enforcer. You don't have to be that good of a skater to be an enforcer. Although Drake May is not
Pat Maroon or whatever.
Yeah, stop it. He's just not a fight. For those of you who don't know the lore, I'm a Drake May stan. Getting to watch him these past 2 years has been one of the highlights of my entire school career, and that's saying something, because I went to the University of Michigan and for 4 years watched the success that we had. But Drake May is just something else. He's built different, and I just don't trust Danton Heinen throwing a touchdown pass.
No, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if Danton Heinen can throw anything.
I don't think he can, no offense, and you know that I love Danton Heinen. But that's where I stand. Those were all of our questions. I know that a lot of those questions were Bruins centered. That's because a lot of our listeners are Bruins fans. But if you want to send in some questions about some other teams, we are more than happy to talk about them. We are knowledgeable about all the teams. I would love to talk about some other teams. So feel free to send us questions, talk to us. But with that, I believe that is everything that we have to talk about. Hope you're enjoying this Saturday morning listen before the games start this evening. Tomorrow evening for us, but this evening for y'all. And also, we should just say that we're really happy and excited to be on this new network. And we hope that you all will continue to spread our good name and support us, because we are happy to be here. I'm happy to be here, Lauren.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to have you guys here too. So
yeah, we love you all so dearly. Lauren, do you have any final thoughts? Everybody send Lauren good vibes, and me too, please, if you have some to spare after giving them to Lauren on our finals, which are this week and are going to be the death of me. Lore, any final words?
Go Devils.
I'll leave this with good luck to all your teams in the playoffs. But go Bees, baby. See you next week, bitches.